You're listening to SBS News.
Maybe your purpose on this planet isn't on this planet.
The United States has released a recruitment video for its newly formed Space Force. Or, to put it another way,
space, the final frontier.
The world may still be some way off from engaging Captain Kirk's warp drive aboard the USS Enterprise on TV Star Trek, but there's no shortage of applications from people who want to take their first steps towards his final frontier. US Air Force Secretary Barbara M. Barrett says it's a very exciting time.
What has happened so far is that recruitment hasn't been a problem. If people find out that there's a possibility of joining the Space Force, there seems to be an avalanche of applicants.
The recruitment video has another catch line that asks potential candidates to plan for what's possible while it's still impossible. Secretary Barrett says that means they're planning to recruit people who come from science and engineering backgrounds.
We're looking for people who have STEM backgrounds, as you would expect, but also in other diverse fields of study to build an entity from the ground up that is in the exciting business of exploring, defending, and applying capabilities in space.
Maybe you weren't put here just to ask the questions. Maybe you were put here to be the answer.
Secretary Barrett says that space has become an integral part of American society. She says every day Americans count on space technology for navigation, information, and for communications. But she warns much of that system was built when space was a benevolent environment.
So many of our systems are not defended and are vulnerable. And so it is important for us to deter aggressive action against American assets. But if deterrence fails, we need to be prepared to defend and if necessary, shoot back.
General John W. Raymond, the Chief of Space Operations for the Space Force, agrees that American life is dependent on space.
The average American needs to understand just how reliant their life is on space. Space fuels our American way of life. Space also fuels our American way of war. And I would suggest to this audience that we are the best in the world at space with our partners. And that with the U.S. Space Command and the U.S. Space Force, we will remain the best in the world.
The recruitment video has been released just a few days after the Space Force opened its application process for eligible active duty personnel to transfer into the service. Alan Lee, SBS News.